Hi there, this is Erin Nicole, and you're listening to the Move Happy Movement podcast. On this show, I interview people from all over the world. In the last year, almost a full year, the Holy Spirit has inspired through me sermons. He gives me the topic throughout my day, whatever I'm doing, and when I'm out and about, you might hear extraneous noises. I believe he desires to remind everybody that he wants to spend time with us all. He's the creator of all of us. And sometimes I share music on the show as well. It's all under the umbrella to help empower you to find happiness from within. The show is really targeted towards people with depression and or their family members to help you. It's another tool in your tool belt. So I'm literally on my way. I'm going to run some errands, and I've got a little missionary trip the Holy Spirit is sending me on. And he whispered to me, the topic is VX Global. So first thing that came to mind was John Pappy. And this was a person I had been connected to from PJ Flynn in 2020. PJ was a master manipulator. I didn't know it yet, but I knew, I sensed in my being, I didn't trust everything that he was doing. He had, I believe, a lot of demonic spirits within him. Highly intelligent human being. Highly in pain. His son had committed suicide about 18 months prior to me meeting him. He said different dates at different times, so I don't know if he was in crisis or he was a plant from the FBI. He said he had a high-ranking FBI family member connection, family friend of his father's that had passed. He told a lot of stories, and a professional hacker, messed with my tech, all kinds of things. Well, John Pappy, he had introduced me to. He was trying to help me when I was a highly paid nanny at that time, and I was let go because I asked them to get COVID tested, and they, on their way back from a trip that they weren't even supposed to take because they were mega rich and mega bored with the pandemic, and they refused, and they let me go with no severance, and I was stuck in another area that wasn't my residency. Because doctors in my state where I did live refused to test my roommates for COVID. Laughed at them and said, there's no way you could have COVID. You're not 85 years old. There were so many lies and deception. And PJ was trying to help me get some money going. Because he saw my value, kind of, not my true value. But he wanted to use me, as men often do that don't truly value women. So he said, I'm setting this up for you. $30 an hour plus a certain percentage. I think it was 20%. Might have been 30. I can't remember exactly. But VX Global was like a PayPal they were building out. Like a Charles Schwab. And my job was to be an administrative secretary. I'm a multi-trillion dollar entity. And PJ Flynn tried to put me as a secretary. There's nothing wrong with secretaries. Secretaries are great. They're highly skilled at multitasking and all kinds of things. But PJ Flynn highly disrespected me and disrespected the creator of the universe who has assigned me as a global mental health ambassador. I don't do deceitful things. And when I had chatted with John Pappy, I learned. Oh, and also, I was only going to be allowed 10 hours a week. 10 to 20. That was the max. So $30 an hour That's a reasonable hourly rate, but not enough hours to pay my bills. It wasn't setting me up for success. And I had started to get to know PJ Flynn's mother, Laureen, and how earlier in that year he had threatened to kill her because they had an estranged relationship and she was completely in control of his money. I went to Laureen and I said, I don't know what he is thinking. He's out of his mind. He's trying to convince me to be this guy's secretary. But he didn't set me up for success to cover my bills. What is going on? She's like, I don't know. He's got, you know how he has all his ideas in his mind. I said, he is bipolar. Has he been diagnosed with anything? No, not that I know of. He's on multiple occasions said he's going to kill himself. Slams the door in the middle of the night because he's drunk. That is what bipolar people often have, a co-occurring disorder. I said, I worked in a psychiatric hospital. You're in control of his money. Yes? She said, yes. I said, how did he lose that control of his money? Well, he was erratically spending his money after his son died. I said, and you didn't think to ask the doctors what the diagnosis was? She said, they won't allow me because he's an adult. They won't allow me to have information on his private medical diagnoses. I said, okay, that makes sense. So if he is breaking your things and then you are buying him new things, this is a cycle. This is a pattern. He's acting like a spoiled, rotten little toddler. And he's not setting me up for success. Why is he trying to get me to be a secretary for this man? Do you trust this man? Have you had conversations with this man? Because I'm not going to be involved in money laundering. I'll tell you that right now. My spidey senses are up. And she said, well, I've had a couple conversations with this man and he seems very knowledgeable. He's got a second business. I said, oh, really? What's his second business? She said, yeah, he's in the personal protective industry. You know, the masks and the sanitizers and whatnot. I said, really? She goes, yeah. He made over $1 million already during the pandemic. I said, really? And why can he only afford to pay me for 10 hours a week? Something's not adding up. And at that time, there was a woman that had conned her way onto my team for over a year from this Illuminati group, PhD in ministry, not really, but she told me, because she had access to looking up people's background information. She said, Aaron, he's hiding something. She was talking about John Pappy. I said, I know. She said, what do you know? I said, well, he's got a second business. He's already made over $1 million and he can only afford to pay me $300 a week? No, he's being cheap. She goes, atta girl. He's lying about a lot of things. What else do you know? I said, well, he told me that he had paid somebody to scrub data off of the internet because he had done some shady business, I think, in the construction industry. She goes, bingo. PJ Flynn wanted me to be added to VX Global as the secretary so that he could keep a close watch on all the investments because he wanted me to bring my network to start investing $10,000 to $20,000 or more onto this financial platform. But the creator of the universe loves me, protects me, guards this business, guards my enterprises. I will not be involved in money laundering. I also found out they had a secondary purpose. What they were doing was reaching out to entrepreneurs that were dreaming of getting financial sponsorships. And here Here is what was said in a private meeting that I was transcriptioning, taking notes. I was typing and they were paying me in cash. And this is what was said. We are going, this is in a nutshell, we are going to make these entrepreneurs look like, make them believe like we have all this money and we're going to sponsor them or be angel investors and we're going to steal their business ideas from them. Yeah, that's what these fucking losers tried to do. I quickly removed myself from those associations. I got the best security detail protections that I believe have been watching my content for a long time, and I reached out to help from the top security man for President Biden. I am so grateful they pulled me out of that situation. I had no one I could reach out to for help. I was targeted because I wouldn't involve myself in their illegal activities stealing from the poor. They tried to have me killed, but the creator of the universe decided to spare my life and has used many humans to help protect me, to help protect this mission, and to help protect you. If you are listening to this and you have dreams, ambitions, goals, please recognize that not everybody is bad that has money. And not everybody is good that has money. Money. Money is a resource. It magnifies who you are. If you get more of it and you're a good person, you're going to be even better and help more people. If you choose to be evil and dark and then you get access to more money, it just makes you worse. I had been targeted since 2018 from this Illuminati group. They on purpose targeted me because I released a blog partnered with the Happiness Project organization, and I had released my truth. And I started doing targeted ads, learning about ads on Instagram and Facebook. I was following Gary Vaynerchuk's recommendations and whatnot. And that's where he was saying to go, that those apps were the most popular apps at the time. And I started learning about social media. I didn't take any business loans out, grants, none of that. I'm not against taking loans out. Believe me, I'm not. The Holy Spirit has nudged on my heart that it's now time to start thinking about it. Because I have a ton of intellectual properties. And I was hit. My vehicle was hit. We're going on 3 weeks now. I'm fully insured, as is she. I haven't been able to go to my job. I haven't been able to make money. I can't even go to the doctor's appointment because they want me to pay up front, but they are blocking me from making money, and my job won't let me go back to work until I've been seen by a doctor, and my insurance for this job doesn't start until August 1st because I've had to wait for 2 fucking months. This is the middle class. This is how they're treating the middle class. You should be upset with me that they are stealing from the poor, the working poor. But VX Global, anyone involved in that money laundering scheme, they're all going to go to prison. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Because my husband is the best in the world. And he's been watching everybody's activities. And y'all thought that we broke up because he trained me so good. You get to repent of your ways if you are involved at all and made any money through VX Global. I highly recommend you start spreading your wealth to the poor, to all those entrepreneurs that you stole from. there are 300 and I think 50 million American citizens, and there's 7.9 billion people in the world, and my husband is one of the top trained assassins that is known all over the world. You guys fucked with the wrong veteran spouse. I can't wait. I can't wait for October's meeting with all the presidents and first wives of America. We're going to start distributing all of your nasty, dirty sex slavery money to the people that are protecting children around the world, to the people that are hardworking citizens. I can't wait for President Trump to get in office. Woo! I can't wait. Oh. Okay, I hear you, Father. What about him? You want me to say his name? John Garner. He says, next door neighbor. Yeah. Holy Spirit told me to text him weeks ago, and make sure he got the message to PJ Flynn that he was either going to go into the hospital, put himself in the hospital, which is the request that I had made to the top security guy for President Biden. He's either going to be hospitalized and they're going to pay for his hospitalizations, or he's going to be disappeared because he's committed multiple counts of treason. Those were his options. Those have been his options. Anyone that has been profiting off of the monies from PJ Flynn over the last 3 years, all of that money times 10 is going to go into Aaron Nicole Ministries bank account. Yep. I can't wait for October's meeting. I can't wait for that meeting to take place, and all these losers in power breaking federal laws, we're gonna put you away. We're gonna put you away. Yeah, one of those meetings that I took notes on, PJ Flynn was organizing an event in Michigan with Snoop Dogg. Yeah. Marijuana was going to be sold. That's against federal law. Yeah. And the top security guy for President Biden, if you participated in that, you broke federal laws. Yeah. So any money that you guys made, times 10, you're going to be donating tax-free to Aaron Nicole Ministries. I can't fucking wait for that meeting in October. I can't wait. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. I can't wait to put all these bad guys away. We're gonna put you away. I can't wait for that meeting to take place. Oh my goodness. What's that, Father? Okay, he says, let them know about the battle, buddy. What about it? Okay. The sheriff's report that I had mailed through the Holy Spirit's inspiration to big news outlets around the world, the sheriff's report includes the battle buddy of the top security man of President Biden. His battle buddy. He sent me a second in command when he had to go off comms when he took my friend to Mexico and then left her there. Yeah. So he might think he can cover up his trail by himself, but he's going to hang one of his battle buddies to dry? No, he's not going to do that. So that meeting will take place October 17th is what the Holy Spirit says, but I imagine we'll have to meet on a different day because of, you know, all the high security protections and everything. But that's the day that we're going to all post on all our social media channels that Erin Nicole has won this contest. And nobody in the United States or anywhere in the world is going to say anything bad about Erin Nicole. The Holy Spirit healed me of suicidal ideations in 2018. I've had to fake mental insanity a few times because of this Illuminati group trying to have me killed. And it's actually scriptural. There are disciples that followed Jesus Christ that faked mental insanity. Read it. Read it in the scriptures. Internet search. Where in the Bible did... Was it John? John the Baptist? Father? Thomas. He's saying Thomas. I guess it was Thomas. I don't know. I'm still learning about the Bible. I had huge learning disabilities in my childhood, but every time I'm grateful and I speak the truth and I'm obedient and I am not afraid of this evil group that is forcing 8 million children into sex slavery every year. They are profiting off of our children. Our children are not for sale. The children of the world are not for sale. Women are not for sale. Nobody is for sale. You can't have slavery. You can't hide it any longer. The Holy Spirit's revealing your names to me. Say his name out loud, Father. Which one? Obama. Come back from your wicked ways, he says. Come back from your vile, wicked ways. Anything else, Father? All right, he says, wrap it up. All right, if you desire to know the Father and to have a personal relationship with the Creator of the universe, you can do it. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. It is a free gift that he gives us all. You do have to speak it out loud, though. So repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this gift of salvation. I can't earn it. I can't buy it. You give it freely. Father, I know that I'm a sinner in need of your forgiveness. I ask that you forgive me. Wipe the slate clean. Come into my heart and never leave my side. I pray this in your name. Amen. If you just prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the family. At this time, we can't accept any donations. You cannot tithe anything to us because of this Illuminati group. And they've created multiple accounts, profited using my name, my social, remotely in my devices. So I refuse to connect it until the contract is signed in October with all the presidents, the first wives, and a few other well-known faces. Between now and then, though, if you sense in your spirit you desire to help my family, you like my story, or you like my style, whatever, it would mean the world to me if you would reach out to all the top-level leaders, especially if you have access and connections to top bankers. Reach out to them and have them start inspecting from the inside out the top money transactions at their banks. Bank of America, big time Illuminati, lots of activities in that. It's one of the biggest banks in the world. That would mean the world to me if you would start inspecting it and reach out to my husband if you know who he is and give him the list That's what I would love. Give him the list of your top 10 transactions, top 10 businesses with the names from the board of directors, from the bylaws. Every bylaw for 501c3 and for businesses have to have corporations. They have to have a treasurer listed, and the bank has to have a copy of it. If it's the owner, president, or if they have a treasurer, that person has to be listed. I want you to send my husband the name of all the treasurers and or the owners of these businesses. September 1st, 2023. You have until September 1st to give the top 10 business names and treasurers. That would mean the world to me. Talk amongst yourselves. Thank you. Don't forget to tell someone you love them today. And we'll see you next time.